Biden executive order creates civilian climate corps to fight climate change. By Harris Alic on January 27, 2021. President Joe Biden plans to create a New Deal-style civilian climate corps to mobilize a new, diverse generation of patriotic Americans for the battle against climate change. On Wednesday, Biden unveiled a flurry of executive actions his administration planned to undertake to tackle the climate crisis at home and abroad. The president, who campaigned for the White House last year on a platform environmental justice, argued the actions were necessary if the United States had any hopes of leading a global response to the climate crisis. Just like we need a unified national response to COVID-19, coronavirus, we desperately need a unified national response to the climate crisis because there is a climate crisis, Biden told reporters at the White House when signing the executive orders into effect. To help implement the unified national response, Biden is proposing the creation of a civilian climate corps. The program, based on the poverty relief programs of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal, will focus on employing individuals to work on energy-efficient infrastructure and conservation programs. The Civilian Climate Corps initiative will put a new generation of Americans to work conserving and restoring public lands and waters, increasing reforestation, increasing carbon sequestration, and addressing the changing climate, a policy brief prepared by the White House reads. Last year, while running for the White House, Biden embraced the idea of a civilian climate corps. The proposal was one of several that came from a unity task force Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, set up after the conclusion of the Democratic presidential primaries. At the time, Biden also proposed spending upwards of $2 trillion over his term in office to address climate change. Since taking office, the president has only signaled that he hopes to live up to his campaign platform. Biden, most notably, has declared that combating climate change would be an all-of-government agenda. The president has also nominated two champions of environmental justice to lead the Department of the Interior and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, respectively.